One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled off the coast of New Hampshire lies a cluster of small islands known as the Isle of Shoals, a place where ghost stories swirl as thick as the fog that often blankets the shoreline. Over the centuries, these islands have earned a reputation not only for their picturesque beauty, but for their eerie and tragic past. Shipwrecks, pirate activity, and violent murders have left their marks on the landscape, but the most unsettling stories are the ones that can't be explained. The kind that still echo through the winds, whispered by the island's ghostly inhabitants. On this episode, one of New England's most haunted locations, the Isle of Shoals, from the chilling reports of phantom ships to the lingering spirits of murdered women on Smutty Nose Island, will explore the history, the tragedies, and the eerie phenomena that have plagued these islands for centuries. But the question remains, are these hauntings the result of the island's violent past, or could something more sinister be at play? As we pull back the layers of this maritime mystery, we'll uncover more than just ghost stories. We might uncover the very nature of what haunts these shores. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Isle of Shoals, a collection of small islands situated off the coast of New Hampshire, may seem like an idyllic, isolated retreat, if not for its chilling reputation. These islands, with their jagged rocks and unforgiving waters, have long been a place of intrigue and danger, particularly for sailors. From the early days of European exploration to modern paranormal investigations, the Isles have been shrouded in an air of mystery, largely due to their violent and tragic history. The first stories of the islands date back to the early 1600s when English explorers arrived on the rocky shores of what is now known as the Isle of Shoals. Named by Captain John Smith during his exploration of the region, the islands were once a hub of maritime activity. Fishermen, sailors, and pirates alike frequented the area, drawn to its abundant resources and strategic location along shipping routes. However, this rich maritime history would soon be marred by tragedies. One of the first recorded events that set the stage for the island's eerie reputation was the occurrence of shipwrecks in the surrounding waters. The notoriously dangerous waters around the Isle of Shoals were home to numerous wrecks over the centuries. One of the most famous wrecks occurred in 1800 when the ship Hope sank after striking the rocks near the island. Local fishermen and sailors would recount stories of seeing the wreckage of ships on stormy nights, only to later realize that no such wreck had ever occurred. It was as if the wrecks were being relived time and time again. These tragic events seemed to form the foundation for the island's supernatural reputation. In addition to the shipwrecks, the area's history was further darkened by pirate activity. Tales of treasure buried on the islands and of pirates seeking refuge there added to the mystique. Stories of vengeful spirits, possibly the ghosts of sailors or pirates lost to the sea, began to surface. Yet it wasn't until the late 1800s that the first concrete paranormal events on the Isle of Shoals began to be recorded. In 1873, Smutty Nose Island, one of the larger islands in the group, became the site of one of the most horrific events in the Isle's history. The Smutty Nose murders, as they came to be known, involved the brutal killings of two women, Anatha and Marie, by a man named Louis Wagner. Wagner was a fisherman who had previously been staying on the island, and he murdered the women during an apparent robbery gone wrong. The incident became infamous not only for the senseless violence, but for the dark, lingering energy that seemed to follow it. The murder's tragic nature left an indelible mark on Smutty Nose Island, setting the stage for future paranormal reports. As the years passed, locals and visitors alike began to report strange occurrences on the islands. Sailors spoke of ghostly figures seen walking along the cliffs, their shadows outlined against the mist. Fishermen, too, would tell tales of hearing voices carried by the wind, voices of those who had long since perished. But the sightings didn't stop there. Visitors to the island began to experience inexplicable phenomena, including the sense of being watched and sudden, unnerving cold spots in the air. Could these events be the result of environmental factors like the cold, damp climate and electromagnetic disturbances that are known to occur in such coastal areas? Or was there something more to these reports? The psychological effects of the island's grim history can't be ignored either. With its tragic past, especially the murders, it's easy to see how stories of the supernatural would emerge and continue to thrive. Could it be that the constant exposure to such horrific history had left an imprint on the minds of those who visited, triggering feelings of dread and fear, even in the absence of any physical threat? Some psychological studies suggest that when people visit places associated with trauma, they may unconsciously pick up on emotional energy, interpreting it as paranormal activity. Others point to the natural isolation of the island, which over time could leave visitors feeling vulnerable and predisposed to seeing things that aren't there. Still, it's hard to ignore the consistency of the reports. The idea that the island's violent past, particularly the Smutty Nose murders, has somehow bled into the present is one that remains a popular theory. Whether it's the vengeful spirits of the murdered women, the restless souls of the sailors and pirates who perished there, or something even more inexplicable, the Isle of Shoals has become a place where the past never quite stays buried. As we delve deeper into the stories surrounding the Isle of Shoals, one thing becomes abundantly clear. It is a place where the line between the living and the dead is razor thin, and where the echoes of history continue to resonate. As we continue exploring the haunted Isle of Shoals, the eerie encounters become more frequent and the phenomena more unsettling. What was once merely whispered among locals now extends to those brave enough to venture to these isolated islands where the veil between the living and the dead seems alarmingly thin. Whether you're drawn by the island's grim history or by curiosity, one thing becomes clear. Something on the Isle of Shoals refuses to stay hidden. Among the most frequently reported experiences is the sensation of being watched. Visitors to the islands, particularly Smutty Nose, have claimed to feel an eerie presence, a cold breath on the back of the neck, the feeling of invisible eyes following their every move. The phenomenon is so common that it has prompted several investigations into the psychological and environmental causes of such sensations. The remote location, with its near constant mist and unpredictable weather, might cause such a feeling of isolation that the human mind begins to interpret simple, everyday occurrences as something more sinister. It's possible that people, deprived of light and surrounded by the oppressive fog, begin to attribute meaning to every shadow, every creak in the floorboards. However, the ghostly apparitions seem to challenge that theory. Perhaps the most striking of these is the sightings of the spectral figures of two women, believed to be the spirits of Anatha and Marie, the victims of the 1873 Smutty Nose murders. Several tourists and even staff members working on the island have reported seeing figures in white dresses, often standing on the cliffs or wandering along the shore. Their faces are said to be shrouded in shadow, their movements slow and deliberate. They vanish almost as soon as they are noticed, leaving only a chill in the air and an undeniable sense of dread. But the reports of ghostly figures don't stop there. Some witnesses have claimed to see phantom sailors, their forms barely distinguishable from the mist, walking along the beaches. Others have described hearing the sounds of footsteps, soft at first, then growing louder and closer. Is this the result of overactive imaginations, or could the traumatic history of the island be perpetuating these residual hauntings, echoes of past tragedies repeating in an endless loop? Another chilling account from a visitor to the island involved hearing what seemed to be voices coming from nowhere. At first, the voices were faint, barely audible over the sound of the waves crashing against the rocks, but as the witness ventured further inland, the voices became louder, more distinct. They weren't just whispers, but full conversations in a language that couldn't be understood, as though the very air had become thick with ghosts. One theory posits that these voices are not the spirits of the dead, but instead residual energy left behind by traumatic events. Residual hauntings, some believe, are the lingering impressions of emotions, fear, anger, desperation, engraved into the environment by years of suffering. Perhaps even more terrifying than these voices is the phenomenon of objects moving without explanation. Several reports from staff and visitors alike describe witnessing items such as books, tools, and even furniture shifting positions on their own. These instances are often accompanied by strange sounds, scraping noises, tapping, or what sounds like heavy breathing. Some claim that the poltergeist activity seems to be tied to specific locations, often the very areas where violent events took place, such as the location of the murders or the areas near the cliffs where sailors met their demise. While poltergeist activity has long been considered one of the more aggressive forms of paranormal phenomena, it's also one of the most difficult to prove or explain. Some investigators suggest that poltergeist activity is tied to intense emotional energy, perhaps a manifestation of trauma left behind from both the murders and the many shipwrecks. Could the island itself be amplifying these emotions, turning them into physical manifestations of unrest? The modern-day investigations into the island's paranormal activity have only added to its reputation as one of the most haunted places in New England. Paranormal teams equipped with the latest technology have conducted several investigations on the islands, often capturing unusual readings on electromagnetic field, EMF detectors, as well as strange temperature fluctuations. These tools are often used to measure changes in the environment that might indicate the presence of paranormal activity, changes that cannot be explained by natural means. The readings tend to spike around the areas where ghost sightings have occurred most frequently, such as near the cliffs of Smutty Nose Island or the spot where the infamous murders took place. Despite the presence of advanced equipment, some investigators still find themselves unnerved by the palpable sense of dread that seems to permeate the island. Many have reported feeling inexplicably on edge during their visits, even when no apparent cause for concern exists. Is this merely a psychological reaction to the island's history, or is something more supernatural at play? Theories about electromagnetic fields, EMFs, affecting the brain's electrical activity, potentially leading to feelings of unease, paranoia, or hallucinations. However, there are those who argue that the island's energy is not merely psychological, but instead tied to something far older and more mysterious. As we continue to unravel the haunting of the Isle of Shoals, the theories surrounding the paranormal activity intensify. Are these occurrences residual hauntings, simply the echoes of past tragedies? Or is something darker, more intelligent, at work on these isolated islands? What's certain is that the Isle of Shoals continues to be a place where the past lingers, both in spirit and in mystery. As we've seen, the Isle of Shoals is not just a collection of islands, it's a nexus of history, tragedy, and according to many, the paranormal. From shipwrecks and pirate legends to the infamous Smutty Nose murders, the islands have witnessed more than their fair share of suffering. And while the modern world brings with it scientific explanations and rational theories, it's hard to ignore the stories that continue to swirl around these isolated shores. The psychological theories surrounding the phenomena are compelling, to say the least. The isolation of the islands, combined with the traumatic history, could create a perfect storm for the mind to interpret ordinary events as something far more sinister. The feeling of being watched, strange noises, or even the sensation of cold spots, these could all be the result of environmental factors or psychological triggers. After all, the human mind is quite adept at finding patterns in randomness, particularly when it comes to places tied to trauma. But then there are the ghostly figures, the sightings of the victims of the Smutty Nose murders, or the spectral pirates wandering the cliffs. These are not easily explained away. Could it be that the island's violent past has created something residual? Something that continues to play out in an endless loop, as if the events that transpired on these islands are destined to repeat, forever trapped in time? It's a theory that many investigators and visitors alike have come to believe. And then there's the possibility of intelligent hauntings, spirits that aren't simply replaying their final moments, but rather actively seeking out the living. Could there be something on the Isle of Shoals that truly interacts with those who come to visit? Something that wants to be seen, heard, and perhaps even feared? As I said earlier, the line between the living and the dead here is razor thin. Whether you believe in the supernatural or not, it's clear that something extraordinary continues to stir on the Isle of Shoals. So, is it the ghosts of the past that haunt these islands, or is there something else at work, something that refuses to be forgotten? No matter how hard we try to explain it away. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.